Guta Guta, and welcome to our Star Wars Shine Show, the Gleep Glossary. This is where we talk about those side characters in Star Wars you know or don't know and love or don't love. And this month we're talking about, because I feel this, folks, you probably see the runtime here. It's a shorter episode, but that's because I feel like it's worth going through everything in this book, The Star Wars Essential Guide to Characters by Andy Mangala. And I'm joined with the whole gang, as always. Steve?
I was shouting, don't love.
Andrew?
Yo!
And Chris, what were you fucking shouting?
I was shouting ahoy hoy, as I always do, from the rafters.
We're here to talk about the Emperor's Royal Guards. And honestly, there's something that's in this entry.
Uh-oh.
This is 1995. I found something in this entry that is mind-blowing.
Is it something that predicts 9/11?
Yes, it does. Yeah, the Emperor's Royal Guards were taking flight lessons. They weren't learning how to land those Lambda class shuttles.
No. But
these guys are doing so great. Skipped landing week though.
They're all at the same school in Florida. Weird.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say that, or they were drastically trying to contact the FBI. You know, let them know about their fellow royal guards that are up to something. Whew. Yeah, and all right, the Emperor's Royal Guards. Ooh. You guys ready to dig in?
Absolutely. I can't wait till whenever we get to the juicy nug that's buried in this story, too.
This nug is coming up soon, and nug is monumental.
Mm.
Tall and imposing. In their blood red cloaks and helmets.
Hell yeah. I only want tall men. I need no 6'1" and above, actually.
There better not be any fat guys.
and no wiry ones either. I want a lean cut, you understand?
I mean, with this flowing robe, and you know, you can wear like lifts or something. They could be a bunch of fat short guys. We don't know.
Bunch of Steve Sadaks in the Royal Guard.
Now I'm picturing Steve in this costume, and then like you get the X-ray vision of it, and it's Steve like on stilts, like operating this huge Red Guard costume. I like it.
Man, the Last Jedi is great for numerous reasons, but I do love how you actually get a Royal Guard-esque fight. I know they're a little different, but it's so cool to finally have a payoff on that.
I really dig that sequence, man. I mean, I dig on that movie hardcore all around, but that scene is cool.
Fantastic.
It's the, what do you call it there? It's the Homer Simpson thing of like, that little guy hasn't done anything yet. Like, that's what the Red Guard was. You know what I mean? They were always in the back. You're like, you know, especially in Jedi, you're like, oh shit, these guys are going to get in on it and it's going to get fucking, they're leaving. Okay.
Right, they just up and leaving. It's really, God, that was frustrating.
I do like the idea that you can build one that can be like Krangified, get Danny DeVito stored in the center. Like the ultimate one. Make that one like super tall, like 10 feet tall.
The Royal Guards were the most mysterious and deadly of the Empire's soldiers.
Mm.
The elite Royal Guards were once stormtroopers handpicked for their size, strength, intelligence, and loyalty.
Yeah, I'm going to just retcon that and make them all Temuera Morrison. How about that? every last one of them, Temuera Morrison.
You know, now we're changing it again and as things go on. And now conscription's back by the OT, religional trilogy. Yeah.
Weird.
I don't know. I just get a good vibe from him. I don't know. I just want him to be everything. That'd be good.
What's great about Star Wars is nothing fucking matters. And like the canon once sort of mattered, but now it doesn't.
Well, the thing about it is like they, you know, that whatever they call it, like the legacy timeline or the whatever it is.
Yeah, legends.
Yes. Like, you know, it, just seemingly like overnight you were told that doesn't matter. And it's like, what makes you think that one day that could, couldn't happen again?
Of course, yeah.
They could just be like, you know what? Actually, all that stuff, Mando, Ahsoka Tano show, all that stuff that you came to love over the Disney Plus years, it's all garbage now. And it's it's unofficial. It means nothing. And you're a fucking loser if you like it.
Well, 20, 30 years, maybe that will happen once, you know, Zack Snyder delivers his vision of the Star Wars universe and completely takes over.
Is he doing someone else? He hasn't done it yet.
Like, once... All it needs is like a sea change, and then suddenly you could throw everything out again.
It's true. Exactly. And like, the thing that I don't think is good about it is that the kids, because you're going to toot all these kids who are charting all these different like timelines and different versions of it, that you're turning all these kids into the Pepe Sylvia meme. and that's just like a kid who's trying to keep up with movies. That's not even like a person who's really into the comics or anything. Just keeping up with the TV shows and stuff turns you into that kid.
Well, get this big nug coming up. You're gonna.
I love a nug.
It's gonna this fucking sticky nug, dude.
Nugget. It'll spin your head right around. It spun mine right around. So they were, you know, their intelligence and loyalty. They were lavished with the costliest equipment and the best training. They were fitted for red battle armor, different from all the other Imperial armor. The designs based partially on the uniforms. Here's the nug. The designs based partially on the uniforms of the Mandalore System's Death Watch.
Whoa.
Which, by the way, this is the earliest reference I can find for the Death Watch, the Mandalorian Death Watch. We actually did an episode of the Gleep Glossary on the Mandalorian Death Watch, and I had no idea that it was in print by 95. And this is probably alluding to the Marvel 80s comics, which I did buy, but then I put them in a storage unit, so I can't read them.
Would you lose the fucking key to the padlock?
No, I'm not going to drive out there for
it's a schlep.
You know what? I do want to go out there and get them, because it's like very fascinating to me to see that the Death Watch was already established well before the Clone Wars cartoon, because I was looking on Wikipedia, and even on their Legends tab, I couldn't find literally anything about the Death Watch prior to Dave Filoni.
Weird.
And now maybe someone else has got a better link and they can drop it on our Patreon comment section and I'll check it out. But I thought this was very, very interesting. And I was like, what does that mean? Does that mean the Death Watch back then had red armor? There was, I think, a offshoot of the Death Watch that was captained by Darth Maul at some point that did have red armor. Yeah, it's really.
We are Darth Maul, the Death March, and we are going to play your fucking heads in. You will never know.
Tim Allen sample.
We are Darth Maul, the Death March, and this is Tim Allen on keys.
I think those cartoons did have some Mandalorian-esque royal guards at some point. Maybe that's the reference. Maybe there's something in those comics that looks like that. But it's crazy to see this in print in 1995.
Totally.
So it's they were based on the uniforms of the Mandalore System's Death Watch and the Sun Guards of the Trias System.
So was the Emperor like, well, I do like that outfit. That's pretty sharp. Okay.
I think they did a montage of like Frankie Goes to Hollywood, You're So Sexy. Yeah. Going through every outfit.
The Emperor's just like, no, that's the one.
That's fun. Wow, look at that.
The visor has to be bigger, baby.
He's just smiling. He's got those sunglasses on and he's like, yeah. That's the one.
That's the look. Hot stuff.
So the exact number of Royal Guard members has never been known to anyone but the top Imperial brass and Emperor Palpatine.
Shit, there's only like four. We pretend that there's four. If one gets sick, we're totally fucked.
It's just because they're really tall. People feel like there's a lot of them.
All right, put two Jawas on top of each other and put them in a red cloak and get them out there just for today, just while, you know, Darren's sick.
Darren, the Royal Guard officer.
Hey, I gotta call out. I'm really sick today. Come on, Darren. We all know you're fucking hungover. We saw you last night.
Well, come on, Richie. I need a day. Come on.
Darren, Richie, and Al, the Royal Guard.
You know, there was a comic series in the 90s that I remember liking, and it was Dark Horse's, because Dark Horse did all the Star Wars stuff back then. And it was called Crimson Empire, and it was all about the Royal Guards and that whole fraction of the Empire. I imagine it's terrible, but I remember liking it when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm. You don't know, sometimes that stuff holds up.
Yeah, you were going to be excited for like a Russian Star Wars there for a minute.
Yeah, what would that be like?
That would be fantastic. I don't know what it would be, but it would just be wonderful. It would,
you know, to
see
it
would be a mustache now.
Yes.
It would be fucking grim, dude.
Yes.
So the Royal Guards reported the Emperor and the Emperor only.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh.
A handful of guards accompanied the Emperor at all times. That means they wipe his ass. Traveling with him
Are
in his
you
private
kidding
shuttles.
Me? Darren has called out again.
Wait, why do you think your capes are so long? So you can use it to wipe my ass if needed.
Oh.
It's not, I'm not saying I'm going to do it every day.
As a Sith Lord, I mostly just shit blood, so hence the blood red robe.
So the Royal Guard was completely devoted to the Emperor and would gladly have laid down their lives for him. However, it is rumored that not one single Royal Guard was ever killed in battle.
Wow.
Their main weapons, well, because they never faced battle, right?
Yeah, they're just sitting around. They leave, apparently. Because
it's like, why would you want to fight Darth Vader? It's like, oh, yeah, the old man's dead. Yeah,
well, they're wiping asses. That's all they're doing and looking badass doing it. But, you know, that's it.
So their main weapons were 2-meter force pikes, which looked deceptively harmless, but in the hands of the guard, they were almost as lethal as the heavy blaster pistols concealed beneath their robes.
I fucking
what is a force
it.
Pike?
It's just a it's like a stick. It's like a they got this like metallic stick and they just like whip your ass with it.
I got an idea. Just take the S off of Spike. it's a little funny thing. Actually, can we copyright that? Can we copyright that and shoo anybody who ever says Pike again?
Yeah, it's cleaner.
I like that. I like shooing.
I like suing.
I mean, he does.
It's good to have hobbies, you know?
Yeah, my hobby's suing.
Oh, it's great weekend. Thanks for asking. Oh, got some suing in.
It's so rare, you know. I never find anybody who likes to sue over words and in programs and stuff like that, but it's fun. It's good stuff.
So the most elite members had been tapped to become the Imperial Sovereign Protectors, watching over the palaces and monasteries Palpatine used, and his special clone vats on Bias.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds very ominous. Clone vats? A vat of clones.
Ooh,
I don't want that.
Now we're dipping our toes into the Dark Empire comic series, Palpatine Clone, coming up.
Oh, that's, somehow he returned.
Yeah, it's interesting. But that's also what struck me about Death Watch being in this. It's like, it's interesting like what they pick and choose.
Yes.
And then completely change anyway. But like what they kind of, it's cool at the same time and also concerning.
It's the Disney way, dude. Just use other people's work and just don't pay for it. Don't worry about it.
Now, the Sovereign Protector's red armor was more ceremonial even than the Royal Guards.
Mm.
And here we go. I feel like they don't even tell me what that looked like. Well, if it was more ceremonial, you'd think you'd give me some kind of description, maybe a picture, a photo. Like on this, what I'm looking at, fellas, is we got a nice cartoon drawing of the whole Royal Guard guy with the robe. And then we got a little picture of one from the movie with just the helmet.
Hmm.
But I don't see anything about what these Sovereign Protectors, they're being more ceremonial. What is that, two robes?
Yeah, like, is there a sash involved?
No, I think it's
sash
like
handsome.
The more official the situation, the more robes you're wearing. Wearing multiple, you're draped in robes, you know.
Sweating. Looks like a puddle wherever you go.
And that's why Darren had caught it at heat stroke.
So special crowns might do good for like the big big ceremonies too.
So the ranks of the Royal Guard seem to have dissipated or been reassigned following Emperor Palpatine's death.
Well, I mean, it's a pretty big fucking blunder, dude. Like, what? Not to be
seriously, like, that's about it. That's a real fucking black eye for the agency, man. I feel like you got to dissolve the whole team and start over.
You got to just loot the palace and like head for Tatooine, you know, which is.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ooh. I mean, first things first, you have to ditch that uniform.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's the best part. Is the Royal Guard. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yep.
Yeah, all the stuff after Palpatine dies, it's just set to Layla.
Yes, yeah. Or I was going to a different movie, Chris. What if we did like an In the Line of Fire, and it's about an old Royal Guard member, the guy who let Palpatine down?
Oh fuck! Yep,
that'd be great.
And get Clint Eastwood to do it. He's just 90 years old.
You don't remember what it was like. That goddamn Vader lifted him up and threw him right off a fucking cliff.
What do you mean this fella can make a plastic blaster and get it through security?
I see you standing over the dead body of another emperor.
I want that.
It would be so great if they explored those nooks and crannies of Star Wars.
Totally.
It's
cool stuff.
Also, yeah, and it doesn't have to be that grim either. Do these guards go on vacation together on the week they get off? That would be fun. Vacation. Yeah. Royal Guard vacation. That's a quickie on Netflix.
Definitely. Quickie on Netflix, yeah.
Now, when the Emperor's first clone was activated, 6 years after the destruction of the second Death Star, only the Sovereign Protectors appeared active. Perhaps the remnants of the guards became the fanatically evil Darksiders that later served the Emperor's additional clones.
Ooh. Well,
I believe we discussed, I think maybe Darksiders came up once or twice before, but sort of just like a super force for Palpatine. I think some of them were force users.
Hmm.
Or perhaps without their emperor to lead them, the Royal Guards committed suicide.
Oh, wow.
No one knows. The end.
Wait,
wait a second.
Maybe they killed themselves. The end.
Well, you see, no, I, Andy, I can't give you a straight answer on this one because, you know, IP is a weird thing. It could go any which way, and I don't want to write them off completely.
Yes,
yet.
IP could go any which way. Sometimes it doesn't even go into the toilet when I'm trying, man.
To be fair, though.
And then I sue my toilet.
Take that, Kohler. Take that, American Standard.
He rejected my piss, Your Honor. He pissed it right back at me.
I don't understand. I mean, piss is supposed to go in there, right? It's not going in there.
My thing is, add, and maybe they killed themselves to the end of any story, really.
Sure, you know.
And you should.
And maybe they did. I don't know.
You could have put that at the end of Babe. Maybe the pig and James Cromwell killed themselves.
Good night. You don't know. That's the end of that movie.
And Winnie the Pooh realized that it had truly been a blustery day. And maybe he killed himself.
Well, now you know the rest of the story. So we'll go around the horn real quick of any parting shots, what you've learned today, any nugget of your own, Steve?
No nugs. I mean, every time you talk about some of this old EU stuff, I'm always like, maybe. And then I'm like, nah. You know, it's like, it's really intriguing. I love a rich, deep lore like that that kind of goes nowhere, but I'm sure like 90% of it's garbage. So I'm just going to stay where I'm at here.
I think you're making the right call. And
gotcha.
That says, you know, I'm a garbage eater, so that's fine. And Andrew, what are you thinking?
Well, I was thinking, just because, you know, the costumes are so, like, vivid in Last Jedi, and I've been dancing around it for a while. Like, I think I'm going to soon do a Last Jedi rewatch.
Good move.
But that fucking fight scene, man, where they are fucking getting all taken out by the two of them, totally awesome shit. Yeah.
And now, for some reason, and more ceremonial than ever, Chris Cabin.
Hello, Eric. Well, you know what? I would have liked to see these kinds of characters in something like The Mandalorian, because they are like the sense of duty and everything. It does lend itself to what Mando's going through. That would be cool if I wanted to see these goddamn suits again, which is what my main reason to see this ending again. But I didn't learn anything. I don't know. I have no idea why I'm here.
You hold up there, Hoss. I think you learned a big nug I dropped.
Oh, the big nug. Yes,
that
yes.
Even I thought the Death Watch was more of a newer thing. But here it is in 95 and maybe the 80s.
I am stunned to find that out.
All right. Until next time, I've been Eric Siska.
Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sadak.
Chris Cabin.
Now go shoot yourself.